And then after you're seated, they're going to play a short selection by J.S. Bach called the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. So at this time, will you please stand for the playing of the national anthem? I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all. Thank you. You may be seated. I'd like to briefly introduce the students who are about to perform the Brandenburg Concerto No. 3. On violin one, we have Eagle Yan. He's a sophomore at the high school. On violin two, we have Hannah Constance, who is a sophomore at the high school. Her older brother, Noah Constance, is a violist. He's a senior this year. And finally, Jamie Clark, a freshman on cello.
Don't go away yet. I know I seem to say this every time, but it is true. You have just listened to and watched the best part of the board meeting tonight with these young people. Mr. Phillips, thank you for what you do, not only providing and training outstanding musicians at Oak Ridge High School, but also outstanding citizens from Oak Ridge High School that represent our community, as I know you all travel far and wide performing and with great success. And so as a board, we're extremely proud of the young people here tonight and proud of you for what you do for our music program at Oak Ridge High School.
Thank you for having us.
Mr. McDonald, were you going to mention something? We do a segment on good news, and I think this is good news that you were going to mention about one of the individuals in this group, and we'll just count this as part of our good news tonight.
Unfortunately, the young lady who was going to be here this evening had to go home sick today. She was going to lead us in the pledge, but we were going to be led in the pledge tonight by Miss Savannah Ward, who we are very excited to share, and you may have read about in the Oak Ridger, was recently named to the U.S. Junior Olympic team for archery. She is an outstanding archer and has competed not only across the state and across the country, but had several international competitions that she attended last year. I remember one was in Guatemala, and she is currently training for the Olympics in Tokyo to represent our country in archery. So we are hoping she would be here to lead us in our pledge and also be recognized for that outstanding accomplishment, but unfortunately a bug decided to derail that plan.
Well, that is tremendous, and we'll still recognize her anyway, even though maybe she's home watching. Thank you. Again, let's have another round of applause for these young people here. Before we get started with approval of the agenda, just a couple of announcements that we'd like to make. First, you'll note that one of our board members is not here in person tonight, Paige Marshall. However, by board policy, she can attend the board meeting through the mysteries of telecommunications, and she is currently to my right as she and I are Facebooking, or FaceTiming. See, I'm not up with all this yet. FaceTiming, thank you. So she's here. She will hear what's going on. She can respond and ask questions and vote just as if she was here. So she is on business travel, and as I said, by board policy, she is allowed to do this. Also, would like to recognize that in our audience tonight, we have a young man, Brian Kelly, who is a member of Scout Troop 328, and he is here working on his communication and public speaking merit badge. So, Brian, thank you for being here, and welcome. Also, the Tennessee School Board of Association has a program called Board of Distinction. This program gives school boards across the state an opportunity to demonstrate the work and effort that they put forth in their position as the Board of Education. There is a checklist that the board must complete, and that checklist then must be signed by the board chairman and by the superintendent that it has been completed. And it ranges in things from board policy review to continuing education that the board is involved in to community activities. And one of the things that is required of the board in their efforts to become a board of distinction is that they must be reviewed by board members from other boards in the area. So we are being reviewed tonight as part of our effort to become, continue to be a board of distinction. So I'd like to welcome Dr. Tim Bible. He is the board chair from the Clinton City Schools, and Scott Gillenwaters, who is the vice chair of the Anderson County Schools. Gentlemen, thank you for being here, and the presents and gifts and your new automobile will be waiting for you as you leave tonight. But we thank you. And this is a very, very important program. It is something that keeps us involved and makes sure that we are doing what we need to do as board members. And I will say, not every board in the state of Tennessee achieves this. It is an honor and a recognition to do this, and it does demonstrate the quality of the board and the working relationship that the board has, not only among themselves, but with the superintendent and the superintendent staff, teachers, and students as well. So, with that being said, we'll move on to approval of the agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. All those in favor of approving the agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Motion carries unanimously. Next item, we move to special reports and presentations. Our first item is good news. You've already heard one item of good news, and we'll go to Mr. Eby for another.
So, Mr. Chairman, I have some good news from Roberts Hill Middle School. Eighth grade teacher Julie Kinder received a scholarship to attend the Literacy Research Association Conference in Nashville. In partnership with the Literacy Research Association, the Department of Education offered 15 scholarships through the year, K through 12, to attend this conference in Nashville. The theme of the conference is Mobilizing Literacy Research for Social Transformation. We'll have over 300 sessions, and Ms. Kinder won one of those 15 scholarships, and that's good news from Robertsville.
Our next good news, I'm going to ask Ms. Naomi Asher, who is the United Way Executive Director, to come to the microphone, and she's going to share. Maybe we'll determine if this is good news or what. We'll let you decide for yourself after she tells us what she's going to.
Yeah. Well, first of all, I have to brag a little bit on how amazing everybody at the high school has been, because we just accepted our second foster child, and everybody's been awesome at the high school and working out her schedule with Secret City Academy. So thank you for that. And then the real reason why we're here is to talk about United Way and how amazing we thought this is not going to happen this year. And I know Paige helped us quite a bit getting you beautiful people up here involved as well. So we thought there's just no way we're not going to be able to hit this goal. And absolutely, Oak Ridge School System has raised $20,000 for United Way this year. So we are thrilled and very appreciative. And a couple of things happened. So for those of you that don't know Becky, this is Becky, and she's the reason why the schools raise money for United Way. She does an incredible job helping us, and had this great idea to do an egg roulette challenge. So for those of you that don't know what that is, it's a Jimmy Kimmel thing where half of the eggs are, or Jimmy Fallon, half of the eggs are boiled and half the eggs are raw, and you don't know what you're getting, and you smash them on your head. So we've been like pushing this really hard, trying to figure out how we're going to get everybody involved. And Mr. Adams at Robertsville has agreed to let us do it on their morning show. And he's going to have three people sitting up here this evening. So I'm not going to, you know, call names. But so we're really excited about that. It's all in your hair. So yeah, we're really excited about that. Becky, you want to talk about how we hit our 20?
Well, at the beginning of our campaign back in the fall, Naomi and I got together and we thought, sure, the Oak Ridge schools can do 20,000, and we were seeing, we're not quite making it yet. You know, the teachers were very, very generous, but we just weren't quite making that goal. And so with that in mind, we said, we've got to go to the school board. So we're so grateful to you for helping us reach that goal. We almost got there, and then we thought, what about the retired teachers? You know, yeah. they have to participate as well. So because of that participation, we're at $20,089.35. I also want to recognize that because of the Linden students and also the Jefferson student drive, that got us just over our goal. So yeah, we really, really appreciate all of your efforts. Thank you so much.
Thank you, and that a good portion of that is good news. I don't know if the other portion we need to hold the two of you responsible or Mr. Adams, who is kind of just...
He's the one that has to do three rounds. Like, he's doing six eggs himself, and you all only have to do two eggs apiece. So, really, he's the one that's cussing my name right now. He's not impressed. He was like, we weren't friends.
Well, you know, some of those participating do have a little more hair than some who are participating. So I don't know how that focuses into the issue
just,
as well.
Just as an aside, if you Google eggs and hair, it has been known to be a hair-growing agent. So I'm just saying.
You never know. You never know what might happen, what might spring up on Thursday morning.
Well, thank you, and we appreciate that. Thank you all what you do for United Way. And Paige, thank you for getting us plugged in as well. Thank you.
Thank you.
Moving on, School Board Appreciation Week. Dr. Borchers.
Yes, as the governor has declared this as School Board Appreciation Week, I have a proclamation here I'd like to read from the governor, and then I'll make a few comments. Whereas an excellent public education system is vital to the quality of life of Tennessee's communities and to economic development of the state, and whereas school board members represent a tremendous resource as local decision makers and diligently work to overcome the challenges of a changing world while providing students with the services and opportunities needed for a quality education, and whereas school board members strive to ensure that every student graduates high school prepared for college and the workplace, and whereas school board members support and appreciate the efforts of students, educators, and administrators whose diligent efforts have led to Tennessee being recognized as the fastest improving state in academic performance as measured by the National Assessment of Educational Progress, and whereas the men and women of our local school boards are elected by the people to make decisions most appropriate for their communities and deserve recognition and thanks for their countless hours of service to public education in Tennessee. How about a round of applause for our board before I make some comments? Just a few words, and I just can't say it enough, and I know I do this every time we start talking about the board, but I do believe we have the best board in the state, if not the nation. This is a board that is just excels at school board governance, and I think the relationship that we have as a team is second to none. And probably most importantly, this is a school board, I believe, that truly keeps students, their parents, the staff, and all community members at the basis of their decisions. So please help me again with one more round of applause for an excellent, excellent school board.
Thank you very much. Appreciate it. Thank you. Moving on, the next item under special reports and presentations. Is a report from ESG. Dr. Borchers.
Sure. As Mr. Nelson comes forward to set up, is Kevin not joining you? He's just going to, okay, very good idea, Kevin. Okay, you tried to get him up there. But Mr. Russ Nelson and Kevin Waters are two people that we've been working with for quite a while. Alan Thacker has been instrumental in this work. And I think you're going to be pleased. I know the board's been informed with some of the things you've seen. We're at the 90% review. We're almost 100%, I would think, after today. We're pretty darn close, have a few loose ends. But we're very, very excited about this partnership and what it can do, not only for the schools, but also for the city of Oak Ridge. So, Mr. Nelson, Russ, I'll turn it over to you.
All right. Thank you very much. We are presenting a lot of information. I'm going to do my best to go very quickly, so I apologize, but I'd rather give you a quick impression of some of these topics and assume at some point we can go into more detail. But just in general, this has been effectively a two-year process. We did a rough analysis, a preliminary look at your opportunities and needs, and that ultimately led into a competitive process that the city worked on, and we were very appreciative to be selected over three other very qualified firms. I last talked to you about 4 months ago, and you said let's move on, and the city council said move forward with detailed work. So we explained it'd be about 4 months to do that, and in fact we're pretty much back here about at the 4 month mark. So with that, I'm going to give you a very quick idea. We've had some priorities within our engineering and development effort. Number one, above everything else, is we have to improve, ultimately with anything we do, or at least remain neutral, the learning environment. It needs to either one way or another improve, or we don't want to do that. So we've really accomplished that throughout all the improvements. We've needed to help the maintenance department with their effort so that it's a more sustainable effort, that they're on a more proactive basis than repairing old equipment. And probably a key item ultimately is that we've had to find ways to pay for all this work. That's been the foundational commitment of this entire effort, is that we're going to find cost savings that are going to leverage against the cost of the improvements. The last two items are we need to hit anything that's a code issue or a safety issue, and then just other improvements that have been voiced to us in the interview process. So if you can read all this in a hurry, that's great, but we've touched about everything in terms of the buildings, the different technologies and systems. To date, we probably have 2,000 plus man hours in the engineering development effort. It's a very comprehensive effort. We'd be remiss not to say thank you to everybody involved in the district. People have been tremendously kind. Alan and his staff, the administration of the district, of the facilities. But we would definitely say you've enforced the security requirements. We've had a lot of different people in and out of the schools, so it's been appropriately enforced. We don't necessarily always see that. So with that, I'm going to walk through the upgrades that are really part of what we believe are going to pay for themselves and make a difference to the learning environment. I'll start with heating cooling improvements. The biggest by far is going to be Robertsville in terms of receiving improvements. For the most part, the majority of systems within Robertsville are going to be replaced and or upgraded. And this is focused primarily on 50 classrooms. They're getting the huge change in terms of whole new heating, cooling, proper fresh air, new ceiling. These are just a few pictures of some of that equipment. But as you probably heard, the main issue in the classrooms is just the level of noise that the units produce. And it's tough to teach over. So it's kind of been a decision between being able to teach and the students here and having proper comfort. That equipment's really at or past useful life. So it's a good time anyway to change it. In this case, it will be really modified and upgraded to more effective systems. Oak Ridge High School has a variety of the systems that we're going to upgrade to maximize efficiency. At Jefferson Middle, some very important improvements. The big green machine is the air conditioning machine, and that's what dims the lights when it turns on. So we've engineered a complete redesign of that will require about half of the electrical requirement and no cooling tower. So a variety of benefits. Some other HVAC equipment in the cafeteria, theater, and gym will be replaced. And in all cases, we try to go back with equipment that's more efficient without any question, more maintainable, has a very long life expectancy. At Linden, the single boiler that's well past useful life will be replaced with two high efficiency boilers. The gym system will be replaced entirely. There's just a variety of issues with the gym there. That'll really be done correctly. Woodland and Glenwood have about half of their units really are past useful life, and those will be replaced. And then I'm going to cover everything else we're doing here. So the temperature control system that Alan and team rely on to monitor temperatures, receive alarms, run equipment efficiently, there are a variety of upgrades that are very desirable to that whole system. So those will be accomplished. There'll be very nice graphical representations of everything, so it really leads to long-term sustainability of the maintenance staff using all these tools effectively. We are going to tie in the electric meters and water meters at each school, and really allow you to have what we'd call a report card. It's kind of an ongoing, continuous report card of each school. So if during a given period of time, that school ought to be using a certain unit number of energy for electrical or water, if it's different than that, that represents out onto a report. So in some respects, this is the most powerful thing we can do to help Alan and his team. In one look, they can know that district-wide, these are the only places that everything isn't conforming to requirement. The lighting, you will have a totally LED district. So that is interior, exterior. We think that's really cool. More than that, it's a huge energy reduction. It's a huge change to the maintenance department and some of the custodial efforts in terms of changing lamps. You will not have ballasts anymore. They'll be integral to the LED lamps and fixtures. So that's a huge change. We also were asked to look at the Robertsville and Jefferson Middle theaters. Those theaters will receive really a makeover on their LED to LED lighting on the stage. It's a huge difference. And then there are some of the fixtures at the Oak Ridge Auditorium that just are simply good energy saving opportunities. Water devices across the district will be upgraded to very efficient devices. Windows. This is probably, no pun intended, but the most visible thing that you're going to see in the project. A lot of the other things are behind the scenes, but three schools really have great opportunity for new windows to change the comfort level in the rooms, the exterior appearance, and just provide really the right long-term basis for that building going forward. But we go back with the most efficient window systems. They're phenomenal in terms of not transmitting the temperature or the heat from outside or cold outside in. So just a couple of examples. We like to do some digitized examples for you. This is Jefferson's front. And as much as anything, though, if you like that look, that's great. There are a variety of ways we can go at that. I'll kind of go back to show you. But as much as anything, it's cutting down a huge amount of heat gain in there that really makes that space tough, and it filters into the rest of the school. Robertsville, a lot of different issues with the existing windows. A lot of people just don't feel they've worked well and that the look is right. So I'll give you a couple of different perspectives where we've shown you the difference. And this would really be complemented too with enhancing the look of the concrete areas, either simply pressure washing or potentially painting. And then the bigger perspective here really would transform the look. And as much as we like the digital effort that we make here, I wanted to show you a couple of actual buildings that we've done. So this is Bristol Virginia High School. Very important school to their community. And this almost looks like a fake picture, but it is not. It's just a dramatic change. And then if we take you inside that building, which is going to be similar to some of the visual impact at Robertsville, we added new ceilings here and added a black roller shade system that just is a perfect complement of being able to see outside and being dark enough to go ahead and project. So very professional looking classroom. Students get the benefit of natural light and being able to see out. From the outside, it's a consistent look. If I go back to, you cannot tell where the shades are at on these windows. So it is really the right long-term solution. This is just for Mr. Gillenwater. But we thought we would show you one example of some of the work that was done in Anderson County. And beyond this being an important improvement aesthetically and comfort-wise, the students used to waiting on the bus stand in the mulch and the bushes there. So now they have a sidewalk to stand on. So it's exciting to see that. Linden is also going to receive all new windows, entrance area windows, and the entrance doors. We're going to address all the infiltration points on all the buildings. And at times this can really make a big difference to the comfort levels. It does help energy as well. Lastly, there are some dishwashers that today we can put in new technology that uses a third of the energy and water, and people say cleans things better, but you've got some older dishwashers. So how do we pay for all this? It is really an extensive amount of work. It'll make a huge difference on a lot of different counts for the school district. So the main way is through energy savings. We're looking at being able to make over a 30% reduction to your current utility expenses in electricity, natural gas, and water. And that's really applying a lot of different technologies, and it's giving the maintenance department just some phenomenal tools to keep their thumb on that and sustain those results. We also guarantee this on an annual basis. So 90% of that amount is going to be guaranteed. We always leave you something to continue a sense of ownership of the buildings and responsibility. They will be your buildings, and it'll be your utility bills coming. But so there's a lot of liability on ESG. What this looks like overall then. So given that we do everything for you, and at this point the consideration's been if it can pay for itself, there's nothing that hasn't been determined to be really a valuable improvement, something that's needed. So we haven't created a bunch of nice to do things. We've really created things and engineered them that are truly desirable, accomplish a specific purpose, have a payback to them. So if we do everything that's desired, we're at just under $14 million of improvements. And at this point, the understanding with the city is they would like to use a 20-year financing structure. So if you look at the top box, one-year savings summary, we're at just about $1 million per year of savings. And if we go on down to the 20-year summary of all that, and let me point this out. So our normal question is, how well does energy really pay for that project cost? And that's still going to have interest expense added to it. But the understanding is, if we can get anything close to 100% with energy covering that cost, that's a phenomenal win. And that's the case here. So, you know, our general conclusion is, and at times people make this conclusion for us, but you know, basically, the district's already paying for these improvements through these different inefficiencies, if they could, in fact, capture them. And so you just haven't been receiving those improvements. So this is really, I enjoyed following the good news section of the board agenda, because to us, this is really a very good news story here. So, you know, effectively, we really believe we've accomplished the key project goals. In many, many cases, we can go into a lot more detail, but we really are improving the learning environment, which we know from a lot of different studies ultimately is going to enhance learning outcomes. We're getting rid of by far the worst of the old equipment. A lot of this really should be on a CIP forecast, and Alan's as good as anybody we've seen, but you know, you got to have those dollars ultimately to make these improvements. So we're really compressing time to get so much of this work done for you. Giving it additional tools to manage things differently long term. Certainly an enhanced school appearance on three of these schools is important. That never hurts. So again, our initial premise was, can we pay for all these good things? And our answer is yes, we can do that. And so with that, I'll just leave it with, we have a little bit of time, I think, for any questions.
Questions? Mr. Eby?
This is pretty exciting. What was the cost of money you used, and as far as your calculations for the payback?
Well, we've crept it up a little bit. We're at 2.75% interest, and talking with your representative finance folks, they feel like that's in the ballpark for what the city's pretty much perfect credit rating can achieve.
And then, assuming that we do go forward with this, I guess we got to get the city to agree to it too. How long would it take before you get it fully implemented?
If we can get approvals, we're hoping, we're really very close to putting the last of the finishing touches on this effort. But we'd like to maximize the spring and be ready really when your school's let out to do a lot of the dirtier work, noisier work. But ultimately, we're working at about a 12-month construction cycle. So a lot will be done pretty quickly. We are hesitant. I'll bring a project manager here, and they can make promises, but they don't like it when I make promises. But
in going back to your one of the goals being a learning environment, have you or will you or can you bring the students in so they can see the calculations on heat and energy and how you did that? Or
I mean, we'd love that. Absolutely.
I would recommend that you get with the one of the teachers in the school, and because I mean this is really important stuff. It's real stuff that they're gonna, when they get out in industry, they're gonna be facing things like this.
And just to add a little layer of detail there, you're gonna have all the information within the submetering of the electric and water to really do a nice dashboard in each school on a decent sized screen. That's up to you guys if you feel like that is really something helpful, but we would love to involve the students.
They can see how you did the heat and energy balances and that kind of stuff. I think that'd be really good.
We're pretty excited about this stuff, but that's what we do. Yeah.
So. Other questions? Paige? I would just add, I've had the opportunity to be in a number of meetings with these gentlemen and others. It is exciting. It's kind of one of those things you look at initially and you say, are you sure? But then when you begin looking at the plan, you look at the project, you know that this is the right thing to do. It's going to be a savings to us, as it showed on capital projects. We're going to save money there. And I would just also add that I've grown to learn the professionalism that each of you work with, the quality of individuals that are in your organization, and that's been an important part of this process. So I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Dr. Borchers, you might, if you would, just kind of give us a timetable of what happens next after this presentation.
Yeah, that's been a lot of our discussion in the last few weeks. So what is proposed right now, as you know, we have the work session, joint work session with the council this Thursday, where Russ and Kevin will present again. And it's the hope after that time that on February 27th, our next regularly scheduled board meeting, we would have a resolution supporting this ESG initiative for the district's equipment and things that Russ just talked about. So that's fairly quick time round. We think it has to be quick in order to make some of these deadlines. And then after we pass our resolution, it would go back to a regular council meeting in March for the city council.
Other questions or comments from anyone?
Why would you not do it?
Well,
that's a good question.
That's our biggest, this may sound really strange, but at times that's been our biggest question, is this must be too good to be true. Well, it's sort of an offensive question because this is what we do. This is our profession. It's our value proposition to people, is we will work hard to find opportunities. So thank you. We appreciate that sentiment.
Thank you.
All right.
Appreciate it. Thank you. Moving on, next under special reports and presentations, Discovery Ed, Dr. Borchers.
You guys can come on up and get ready there, but I'm going to ask Dr. Beckendorf to give a warm welcome to our Discovery Ed folks.
I'd like to introduce Marlena Gross-Taylor. She is the manager of partner success between Oak Ridge Schools and Discovery Education, and she is here with her counterparts to give us an update on where we are with the partnership with Discovery Education up to this point.
Thank you so much. Good evening. I'm happy to be here. Again, my name is Marlena Gross-Taylor with Discovery Education, and I also brought two partners in crime with me here that I would love to just recognize very quickly. I have Amy Tate with our partnerships team, and also Brian Kohansky with our partner success team as well. This will be a very high-level overview of our partnership so far. I've had the pleasure of presenting this information to the senior leadership team as well as to the principals here in your district. And let me just say, first off, that we are honored to have a partnership with Oak Ridge Schools. Discovery Education considers this district in particular one of our lighthouse districts for our entire company because of not only the great working relationship that we have, but the progress that your students and your teachers have made in transforming learning in the classrooms here in this district. So thank you again for having us. Again, this is a high-level overview of what we'll be sharing with our partnership, particularly focusing on the district achievement data, the professional development. Talk a little bit about what's new to share exactly what your teachers and your students are learning and seeing, and just a quick roadmap forward. And of course, at the end, we'll have time for any questions that you may have. This is only part of the small part of the team that supports Oak Ridge Schools. Again, I'm here as Partner Success. We also have Jonathan Gerlach, who is our national consultant for STEM education and works very closely with your district. Rob Warren, who is our Vice President of Educational Partnerships, and Kelly Hines, who's our Senior Manager of Community Engagement. Again, this is only a few of so many folks behind the scenes that's working with your school district. Our contact information is here, and of course, senior leadership and your principals have this information as well. So what exactly do you have of Discovery Education? Well, you have Streaming Plus, which is for all schools, K-12. You have Science Tech Book, which is K-8. You also have Social Studies Tech Book for World History, U.S. History, and World Geography. And what's really special is that Oak Ridge has invested in our research and analysis piece to see how all of these resources are impacting student achievement. Another wonderful piece for Oak Ridge Schools is the amount of professional development that you are providing your teachers. Oftentimes, we have many initiatives as we try to move digitally, but professional development is key in making sure that your teachers and your principals are prepared to lead this digital revolution. Just a quick overview of the professional development piece that you have invested in. The professional development piece is focused in STEM. And again, your school district is a lighthouse for Discovery Education because of this STEM focus and the success that your teachers and your administrators have had in implementing this focus. As far as the professional development, we have 53 days left through 2018 and 32 days left. And I know we've used some of those days for 2017. And I would just, again, just kudos to the senior leadership team for working with our professional development department to customize those sessions to meet the needs of your teachers and your students. Here are a few highlights of the district content usage for last school year. And again, I will share this information for this current school year at the end in the summer. For last school year, Oak Ridge Schools used over 250,000 pieces of digital content, and that is absolutely fantastic. The highest streaming subject area usage was social studies. The highest grade level usage was the middle school. The highest teacher usage came from Jefferson Middle School. The highest streaming usage was from Jefferson Middle and Woodland Elementary. The highest science tech book usage came from Jefferson Middle and Woodland Elementary. And finally, the highest social studies textbook usage came from Jefferson Middle and Robertsville Middle. And again, kudos to these schools, not only with their usage, but truly, again, transforming the teaching and the learning in those classrooms. Now, this data, again, I shared with senior leadership and also with the principals, and it is absolutely fantastic. They also have the detailed report of the research and analysis piece. The focus of the study was to compare the achievement data of reading, math, and science for grades 4, 7, and high school EOCs. Also, we focus on the streaming usage used for reading and math. And lastly, science textbook databases for science. So in the results that I will share, just want to note that usage in the high school and seventh grade reading was too low to perform an achievement analysis, but I was able to share with our senior leadership team what progress was made in those areas. And this makes me happy, and I brag about Oak Ridge schools often because of this right here. Positive results were found for grades 4 and 7 in general, and results were positive and statistically significant in the following areas. Fourth grade reading for the overall grade level and also for your white students. Fourth grade math for your females and also your Hispanic population. Fourth grade science overall for the entire grade level. Seventh grade math for the overall grade level, for the males in the grade level, and for your Black African American students and your white students. So the conclusion of the research and analysis was that students in these grades, these subjects, the subgroups that use Discovery Education, the streaming and the science tech book, perform statistically significantly better than students that did not use those resources. And for that, again, kudos to Oak Ridge Schools as we all try to find the best ways to support, particularly our sub-pop. So kudos to you. Now, what exactly are the kids doing? And what exactly are the teachers doing? So I have just a few slides just to highlight some of the amazing resources that we have and that your students and your teachers use daily. The science tech book, which again is for grades K-8, we have completely redesigned the science tech book and most recently aligned our standards to Tennessee science standards. On January 2nd, your science teachers had an opportunity to go through this with one of our team members on what those standards look like. But our science tech book, we increased our functionality, we changed the design, we added a student journal, a more detailed search engine, as far as content, STEM projects and STEM careers were highlighted. They're highlighted. We use phenomenon-based, engaged, and we have content-specific. For our streaming, and this is accessible for K-12, we added nearly 1,400 new video titles. Now, for those of you that might have taught, you might have recognized this when it was United Streaming as just video, and Discovery Education has made this more than just videos. We've retired more than 1,000 videos. We've re-encoded our streaming program so it doesn't pull so much on your bandwidth, so it's easier for students and teachers to download in their classrooms and on their multiple devices. And we've also included new interactives in the streaming piece. I'm really excited to share that we also have content collections that's new. So when teachers are looking for different areas like World War II or the inauguration or the Civil War, they can actually pull it by content. It is separated by grade bands for elementary, middle, and high school. And again, this is all in our streaming products that are K-12 accessible here. And it pulls all those resources together to help ease with the planning for the students and teachers. We're also excited to announce that we are constantly evolving and improving, and I don't know about you guys, I have boys personally and they love their video games. And we recognize how important video games and gaming in general is to our students. So we have partnered with Madden Sports and we've incorporated interactives where the students actually play games and do math and science and may not realize the level that they're doing while they're having fun. It includes actual footage from the video games that they're used to seeing. We're partnering with other resources such as the NBA, the WNBA as well, to provide a comprehensive experience so the kids can play games as well as learn. Now for our teachers and our administrators, and again, I've gone over this information with your principals, we have redesigned our professional learning center to make it more intuitive, to ease in the planning and exploration of these resources. So we have redesigned and followed four STEMs, the Learn and Lead, Strategies and Resources, Events and Experiences, and also Connecting with DE. One of the highlights of our products that so many of our educators and our students enjoy are our virtual field trips. And through this professional learning tab, teachers can actually search for the virtual field trips and the archive virtual field trips that are fitting for their lessons. The Madden EA Sports game that I just showed previously, we do have a virtual field trip where students can see behind the scenes. We went to Madden Sports and interviewed and showed students behind the scenes how those games are made, and hopefully to ignite interest in maybe a career they never thought that they might be interested in. We also have an extensive community, Den Stars Den community, that is also wonderful for our teachers and our principals to be connected with one another across the country and across the globe. And this is all found under that new Professional Learning Center tab that we've redesigned. Now, looking forward, when we look at how technology is incorporated into our school districts, I put together this particular slide that has the hype cycle of technology over the adoption curve of what actually happens. And one of the things that I asked your leadership team here and your principals is, where did they see themselves as a district? Where did they see Oak Ridge schools? Are there individual schools on this cycle? And I think that all of them comfortably said that they definitely weren't in the early adopters. Oak Ridge Schools has progressed so beautifully because of the investment that you as a board have approved with the professional development, the extensive resources for your students and for your teachers. But we all felt that we're reaching that plateau of productivity. We're seeing the change, and we see it in the research and analysis piece as well, that the products and resources that have been invested in are making a difference, and it is improving achievement scores. Now, that was, again, a very high-level overview, and senior leadership has the complete research and analysis piece. Happy to go over that, anytime you would like to, again, in more detail. But for right now, do you have any questions about our partnership?
A comment, and I take us backtrack a little bit. When you enter into any new program as a board, there's probably two things that jump out at you right at first. What's the usage going to be of this program, and what are the results? What we've seen here briefly in your presentation, but more important, what we begin to see and are seeing now in our school buildings is increased usage, increased knowledge of importance, increased abilities to do things that teachers and students never realized that they might be able to do in a classroom. So we appreciate the partnership and look to continue on with even better things in the future.
Absolutely. Thank you.
Mr. Eby?
I think it's great that you're getting the results and you're showing statistically how they are positive and whether they're significant or not. Obvious question is, were there any areas that were negative?
There's always opportunities for growth. and this report was no different. And Dr. Borchers definitely has that information. We talked very specifically about which areas needed growth. Definitely the reading, we'd say the reading write-off, just because the usage and the streaming wasn't high enough for us to statistically find that correlation there. So we've talked about ways to increase the usage of the streaming. This is an analysis that we'll also do at the end of this current school year as well. So we've been working very closely with driving the usage in those areas with seventh grade in high school and coming up with ways to make sure that's more embedded into the school day.
And when you present these results next year, it would be great if you had somebody from the teaching staff up there with you giving their opinions.
Absolutely. We certainly can do that.
Other questions or comments? Thank you very much.
All right. Thank you for having us.
Next, we'll move to the public forum. The public forum is for anyone who would like to address the board on a topic that is not on the agenda. If the topic is on the agenda, you may address that topic when it is presented. If you choose to address the board at this time, you will have 3 minutes to speak. The board may or may not respond to your comments, or may have the superintendent or his staff address your concerns. When you speak, please come to the podium and sign in, and then state your name and address for the board. Is there anyone that would like to address the board at this time? Seeing no one, we will move on to the consent agenda. One item on the consent agenda. Do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McLean, seconded by Ms. Eagle. Those in favor of approving the consent agenda signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next, we move to items for action. The first item for action is extension of the contract for the superintendent of schools. I reviewed just briefly the process that the board has gone through to get us where we are tonight. The superintendent has been evaluated by each board member, and we have used in these two evaluations a rating scale, which is similar to the rating scale that we use when the board does its self-evaluation, and the evaluation that is used in teacher evaluations as well. That rating scale is from 5 to 1, and briefly, 5 exceeds expectations, distinguished, 4 accomplished, commendable, 3 proficient, satisfactory, 2 developing, needs improvement, or 1 not evident. The first portion of the evaluation is divided into 7 subsections, which range from topics such as integrity, fairness, and ethics, political, social, cultural context, superintendent, board relationship context. The second portion of the evaluation reflects the superintendent's goals for the year. And the superintendent has used, and rightly so, the 7 keys that have been established for this district. And then the board would evaluate the progress that is being made on each of those 7 keys. So there would be 2 separate scores for the superintendent, one on the quantitative evaluation and one on the qualitative evaluation. After each board member completed their evaluation, the evaluations were total. The evaluations were sent then, totals were then sent to me and to the board members. Each board member has had an opportunity and still does have an opportunity to meet with the superintendent to discuss individually their evaluations. We have reached the point where at this time I will do just a brief review of those results, and give each board member a chance to make any comments he or she might want to. And then after that, there will be a motion made on the floor regarding the superintendent's contract. So I'll start and then go to any board member that has any comments or anything they would like to add to my explanation of this evaluation. First, the evaluation, let's go look first at the evaluation to the keys to college and career readiness. And I think, Dr. Borchers, this is one of the things as I look back to the process that we went through hiring you to be our superintendent. And one of the things I remember very distinctly, or two things I want to point out that I remember very distinctly in that evaluation, is that as you begin to get, if you were hired, as you begin to get your feet on the ground, one of the things that you were going to set as your goal was to develop a program or a process that would take each student and give them the opportunity to be successful by the from the time they start in the Oak Ridge Schools to the time they leave the Oak Ridge Schools to be prepared for that next step. And it's interesting today, as I have the opportunity to speak to groups or talk to other board members out of our area, the seven keys to college and career readiness have become well known. And it has become a foundation, not just for the superintendent, but for the Board of Education, for your staff, and for our teachers and our students and our principals to focus on. And obviously, anytime you're focusing on a goal that we can collectively focus on that goal, the results are going to show. We also have to keep in mind that good results don't often always happen overnight. It takes time. But with the buy-in, we are now beginning to see things occur in our district that are positive, that are reflective on these seven keys to college and career readiness. So that is the one thing of many that I'm grateful for that you have brought to this district to be able to do that. The second thing is we asked the superintendent, each superintendent, what is your relationship going to be with our community? And that we have the expectation as a board that you are involved in the community to share the needs of the school district, the successes of the school district. And to me, that's one of the things that you have really taken on as a goal for yourself. And has made a difference. I think more people know now than ever what's going on in our district, and I think that's a result of what you and your staff do as far as you don't work behind your desk. You work out within the community, and I think, to me, that's a very important thing, and I know it is for this board as well. So I appreciate that as well. We have some work to do. It would be miss if I didn't say that. We do have some work to do, and you know that we do. Our staff knows that we do. We've had some areas which we have seen growth in, but that growth is not to the point of where it needs to be yet. But speaking for myself, I have extreme confidence that if we continue on this path, we are going to get there. You have brought to this district many exciting new things, challenges. You have, and I think this would be a third thing, you have assigned a staff, and we have an incredible staff that works with you, to give them the responsibility of leadership, and they have taken on that role of leadership, and that has made a difference within our district as well. So I appreciate that greatly. The overall average on that evaluation was 2.63. Moving to the other part of the evaluation, I have the opportunity, and I know you encourage this, and I would encourage as well. I have the opportunity to meet with the superintendent probably more than any of the other board members do, but that doesn't mean you can't. And I would take that opportunity. If you have the opportunity to do it, I would certainly make that available. I have learned a lot as a board member with the time that you have been here, and I appreciate your professionalism and your dedication to the Oak Ridge schools. That means a lot. The overall rating and average there was 3.68. And I would just end by simply saying, again, I'm glad you're our superintendent of schools. And you have become not only recognized within the district, but across the state and outside of the state as well. And that's important to send the message of the good things that are going on here. So I appreciate that. So I didn't mean to take that long, but I did. Anyone else? Ms. Hagel.
I'm sure you know, Dr. Borchers, but so the public knows that in the quantitative portion of the evaluation, more than half of those questions were for things that we do not have recent data. Because of the 10 Ready fiasco last year, we simply don't have those results. Now, we have a few other things to go on, some internal testing that we've done, so we know that we're moving in the right direction, but using the state's guideline that we normally go by, we can't go by that because there wasn't any. So just to be clear, those numbers may look a little lower than they should be.
Mr. Eby.
Yeah, I've had a chance to talk to Dr. Borcher, so I'm not going to say anything that he hasn't heard already. I always really value this process because I think it is a good way to be able to communicate with him our pleasures, our concerns, our thoughts. And I would like to explain just a few of my evaluations, particularly this board. One is on the ethics. You'll see that I rated the superintendent the lowest of the ethics, and that's not because I do not think he is ethical. I wanted to. I think I gave him a 3.5. Three is, that you do your job fully, do your job. And for me, either you're ethical or you're not ethical. I have a hard time saying anybody, unless they're putting their job on the line for a particular case or something like that. So I have the highest regard for your ethics. If I didn't, I would be saying that we needed to change our superintendent. So that's just that's how I grade that one. So that's, I think there's a couple of other areas we talked about, some of the seven keys. Some of them, there are some that obviously that we need to do work on. But I think I rated you the highest of anybody on key seven. I think you knocked that one out of the park. I really do. I mean, when you think about how many students are now taking college prep courses, dual enrollment courses, and now we're going to have a junior ROTC. We're going to hear about that in a little bit later. We're offering programs to every student. And like I say, I think you knocked key seven out of the park. Now let's get the keys one through six just the same way. I think that's great. The one area that I would like to see more on, and after our discussion, I think progress is going on there, it's just not being seen, is Oak Ridge 2020. We spent 2 years basically doing a strategic plan, and it's not obvious that out to the community that what's been done on that strategic plan. And after our conversation, I think a lot more is going on in that. And so what I would recommend is that at each board meeting, as we talked about, just like we have the seven keys goals, I know you've set up goals on each one of the strategic plans, let's report on one of those goals so that people can see that we are looking at where we want to be in the year 2020 and beyond. So those are my recommendations. I couldn't be more pleased with you as a superintendent. I think the staff that you have now built, the administrative, the leadership staff that you have, is just outstanding, and commend you for that, and the professional development's going on. So just keep up the great job. Thank you.
Anyone else?
I had the opportunity to meet with Dr. B, and we went over some issues, but I think he's surrounded himself with really smart people. His vision is spreading into all of the schools, and you can feel the excitement, and I think great things are going to happen, and I'm excited about the future.
All right. Then, without further ado, I would make a motion to the Board of Education, effective June 18th, 2017, the term of contract of employment between the Board of Education and Dr. Bruce Borcher, Superintendent of Schools, shall be extended until June 17th, 2021. Now, before I ask for a second, let me explain to those listening and watching, we're basically extending the superintendent's contract by 1 year. That's all we, by law, can do, which now would increase his term as superintendent would be the 4 years. That's what this motion does. It doesn't add another 4 years. It adds one more year to his current contract.
I second that motion.
Any other discussion? All those in favor of the motion signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. All right, moving on. Next item is Board Policy 3.500, Food Service Management. This is a second reading. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA proposed Board Policy 3.500, Food Service Management.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
It is a second reading. We have Karen here to answer any tough questions, but this is kind of the third time you've heard it, but we had a redo for our first read, so we're now at our final second read for this policy.
Comments from the board? Then on second reading, those in favor of approving Board Policy 3.500, Food Service Management, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda is a second reading also, Board Policy 4.207, English Learners. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the TSBA recommended updates to Board Policy 4.207, English Learners.
Heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. Marshall. Dr. Borchers,
again,
comments?
A second reading. Dr. Beckendorf has championed this policy, but I think it's ready for approval on second reading.
Comments from the board? Hearing none. Those in favor of approving Board Policy 4.207, English Learners, on second reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda is Board Policy 4.301, Interscholastic Athletics. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the recommended updates to Board Policy 4.301, Interscholastic Athletics.
You've heard the superintendent's recommendation. Do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
This is a change. Mr. Lay championed this one. We thought maybe the board didn't want to be responsible for transportation for athletics.
That's probably good thinking. Thank you. Questions from anyone regarding that change or anything else? This is a first reading. Mr. Eby.
I guess I got a question. This statement, equal athletic opportunities shall be provided for members of both sexes. I'm trying to understand what that means with regard when we say equal opportunities.
Of course, you know, we follow TSSAA, and when following TSSAA, you are basically providing an equal program for both sexes. We also have considered Title IX, and when you're considering Title IX, you're basically looking at equal opportunities to participate in athletics. Now, there's some differences. We don't have football for girls, and we don't have volleyball for boys, but basically equal opportunity to participate in athletics and also equal support of funding.
Maybe we ought to say that instead of, I mean, when I just think of equal athletic opportunities, I guess I would like to see that just a little bit fleshed out. So in accordance with TSSAA rules or something like that, or, you know, with regard to the funding in something. I'm throwing something out. Just the words equal opportunities, I would like to have that clarified a little bit better.
Yeah, and I think the legal references, it really is a Title IX issue. So I think if we want to reflect Title IX in parentheses, sure, or something, so we could
I would prefer that if that's okay.
And we have had girls on our football teams.
Yes, that's correct.
Other comments? First reading, Board Policy 4.301, Interscholastic Athletics. Those in favor of approving on first reading, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next item on the agenda is a second reading of Board Policy 5.305, Family and Medical Leave. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 5.305, Family and Medical Leave.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers.
Another second reading. Dr. Lee has pored over this for quite some time, and I think it is now ready for approval on second reading.
Comments? Hearing none, Board Policy 5.305, Family and Medical Leave, second reading. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next is also a second reading on Board Policy 6.3071, Student Alcohol and Drug Testing. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of Board Policy 6.3071, Student Alcohol and Drug Testing.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move to approve.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. McClain, seconded by Ms. Agel. Dr. Borchers.
We saw this the first time, it seems like a couple of months ago, but you heard Dr. Henderson clear up the issue with the age 18 and all of those questions, which is now why, after clarifying with our attorney, that you're seeing it now again a month or so later, but is a second reading.
Questions? Ms. Agel.
Do we know what the per test cost is, and do we have that budgeted?
I'm not sure, Dr. Henderson, if you know what that cost is. I don't have it on the tip of my tongue. But budget questions would be moving forward for the FY18. We would look at that.
When we called the provider, it was between $30 and $35, depending on what test we wanted them to do.
So that would have to be then a consideration as we move forward in the upcoming budget.
Yes.
Ms. McClain.
So just for clarification, we are not planning on doing drug testing, correct?
That has not been any discussions that we've had to start doing this.
Anyone else? Hearing none. Second reading, Board Policy 6.3071, Student Alcohol and Drug Testing. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next on items for action is item G, audit report for Oak Ridge Schools. Dr. Borchers.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the FY16 financial audit report for Oak Ridge Schools.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Ms. Agel, seconded by Ms. McClain. Dr. Borchers or Karen?
Yeah, you're seeing this a little bit later, but we finally have this wrapped up. Karen's here for questions, as well as a couple members of her staff.
I would just mention, keep in mind that since this audit was performed, the audit firm that did this audit is no longer our audit firm. We changed by contract that process. So, Mr. Eby?
Anything with regard to the audit that gives you concerns or anything that we ought to, there was no deficiencies or anything like that, but any?
Correct. We're pretty pleased with the results of the audit. It's a clean audit. Nothing stands out glaring. So, good year.
Any other comments? Excuse me. Hearing none. Motion is for approval of the audit report for the Oak Ridge Schools. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Next on the agenda is tenure status for qualified educators. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the attached list of qualified educators for tenure status.
Per the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
So moved. Motion. Second.
Motion made by Ms. Marshall, seconded by Mr. Eby. Dr. Borges.
Well, this could be a good news item for all the teachers on this list, so we congratulate all of them, obviously, for this great honor. So any other questions? Mr. Lay oversees this part of our organization.
Any questions?
Where are they? They should be here. We should be clapping for them.
Yeah. We still can.
Yes, we have.
All right.
And they were all notified by email.
There was a time, and you'll remember this, I know, and you will too, that they all were summoned pretty much to be here. And then when their name was called, they moved to the microphone to extol the virtues of why they had gotten tenure, so to speak. So this is much, unless you really want to come up and speak, we're going to bypass that if that's okay. But congratulations.
I think now with how difficult they make it to get tenure now, I mean, it's quite an accomplishment. And again, congratulations. So maybe based on that, they'd like to have a night off.
Ms. Eagle.
That was pretty much my comment, is given that it takes now nearly twice as long and there are additional hurdles to jump, I would almost feel bad to ask them to come and sit through a meeting.
Okay, motion is to approve the tenure status for qualified educators. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Final item under items for action, addendum to the 2016-17 Anderson County Board of Education grantee contract for delegate agency. Dr. Borges.
Mr. Chairman, I recommend approval of the addendum to the 2016-17 Anderson County Board of Education grantee contract for delegate agency.
For the superintendent's recommendation, do I hear a motion?
Move for approval.
Second.
Motion made by Mr. Eby, seconded by Ms. McLean. Dr. Borges.
I'm going to ask Mr. Lay, because you summarized this very easily this morning, Mr. Lay, on this change, so go ahead.
Okay. At the time we signed the actual contract with Anderson County for our Head Start program, there was actually a different set of standards in place. They have changed the standards since then. It is my understanding, after speaking to Ms. Downer, the standards themselves have not changed that much, but the numbering of the standards. So we are going by the new list of standards. Mrs. Downer and her staff are aware of the standards, the expectations, and we are currently following those expectations. And we just wanted to sign the addendum that made it clear and that we were all in agreement that we were following the new standards.
Questions?
Just since we have an Anderson County board member here, just thank you for what you do there. That's important for us.
Motion is approval of the addendum to the grantee contract for delegate agency for 2016-2017 Anderson County Board of Education. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carries unanimously. Moving on to items for information. First item, junior ROTC. Dr. Borchers.
I don't believe Scotty's here, but he put together this document in partnership with Dr. Lee and Mr. McDonald. This is some information for the board. You're going to see a job description there for this instructor, and it's more of a heads up for the board that we hope tomorrow that we will be posting this, because as you can see from the information, the earlier we do this, I think the candidate pool and then getting that person hired and then having that person engage in the planning, all of the different things that have to happen for next year. Scotty, I'll give him some accolades. He's been a strong proponent of getting a program here at the high school, and really has done some of the legwork behind the scenes, if you will, to make this happen. So we're very excited. I know Mr. McDonald's hearing some excitement out there about this new program, and we're really looking forward to hiring. We think we're going to get a great candidate, being where we're at and where we're located in the country. So I think this is going to be a great program for Oak Ridge High School.
Mr. Eby?
Yeah, they say good things come to those who wait. I know we wanted this for a couple of years, but by waiting this way, now we have a Naval ROTC program, and for those of us who are in the nuclear community, we understand the importance of the conduct of operations that comes out of the Naval Reactors program. I think that's probably the reason CNS has made such a donation in the Public Schools Education Foundation. We appreciate this. This is going to be a great program for Oak Ridge Schools for a lot of people in that.
So I was sitting at the UT basketball game the other night, and they have various ROTC units, and of course the units from the University of Tennessee come out and present the color. So I was just thinking, hopefully it won't be long till we'll see the Oak Ridge color guard come out and present the colors there, as well as at other places. I agree with Mr. Eby. I think this is just another exciting avenue for our students to be involved with.
Absolutely, and with Mr. Gillenwaters here, we had their Navy ROTC down for our January 2nd day, and they did just that, present the colors, and I can't say enough about the collaboration with Anderson County and Mr. Harrell working with them. They have been extremely helpful in helping us get this off the ground.
Right. Next item, Access Oak Ridge. Dr. Borchers or Dr. Beckendorf?
Yeah, I'll probably turn this over to Dr. Beckendorf, but this is some information for the board. You'll probably remember last year we did some mid-year purchases. We've talked about here about making that transfer to allow us to make some big purchases. Well, that time is nearing. Not tonight, obviously, but there's some decisions that have to be made at our next board meeting in February 27th, and the pros and cons of the decisions we make in regard to purchasing devices for two more grade levels are in this attachment. For the board's information, I have discussed with the city manager, and we also will have an opportunity to be in front of the City Council Finance Committee on February 15th to describe kind of the situation that we're in and the need to, I believe, purchase these two grade levels worth of devices. So any other questions, Dr. Beckendorf and I can handle some of those, but we just wanted the board to be aware that by the time the next board meeting comes around, we're going to have to make some decisions.
Any questions or comments? Ms. Eagle.
I think most of us have heard some of the grumblings about difficulties that juniors and seniors at the high school have faced this year, where half the kids at the high school have devices and half of them don't. But a lot of times there's overlap in the classes. You'll have sophomores and juniors in the same class. You may have sophomores and seniors in the same class sometimes, which makes it more difficult because those students who don't have devices are having to rely on their phones or bringing their own laptop, which, given the sometimes burdensome internet filter that we have to provide, it doesn't always work as smoothly. So when they have school-issued devices, it's my understanding that very seldom there are problems. So expanding this to cover all the students in the high school is very, very important.
Thank you. Financial report. Enrollment report. Attendance report. Then items for discussion, any old business, new business, communications. As mentioned, Thursday of this week, the 26th, City Council and the Board of Education will be holding a joint meeting to discuss the ESG report, preschool, Blankenship revitalization project, and maybe a few other items. On February the 1st, we have a board visit to Woodland at 7:45 a.m. Then also on that day, Ms. McLean will be hosting a focus on education, and I believe your guests will be from the Rise Pantry. Is that correct? So we'll look forward to learning more about that. On February the 20th, the board, along with other boards from across the state, will be attending a day on the Hill in Nashville. And then on February 22nd, the board will be visiting Robertsville, and we've also invited to come along with us as our guest members of City Council. So we'll look forward to that. Any other communications? Again, Dr. Bible and Mr. Gunwaters, thank you for your time. Thank everyone else for being here. We are adjourned. Thank you, Paige.